Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
With us is Charlie Taylor, who is Technology and Innovation Editor with the Business Post. Because it doesn't come, you don't get much bigger news in the world of technology than the chief executive of Apple hanging up his hat after a period in which he drove market cap for Apple from, I think, around 300-ish billion up to $4 trillion. Charlie, he's a hard act to follow.
He certainly is. And I think most people will be waking up today kind of going, John who? About his successor. The guy is John Ternus, who has currently been serving as vice president of hardware engineering in Apple and is a lifer there pretty much. And, you know, I mean, most people know Tim Cook very well. I mean, he's obviously not as big a name as Steve Jobs, who obviously founded Apple and put his stamp firmly on the map and you know, made the company globally famous. But, you know, John Ternus is very much a safe bet. I mean, I've heard people kind of describe him as a sort of mini Tim, which is possibly not the compliment he would be looking for this morning. But there's going to be a lot of people looking at him kind of going, can he continue on from what Tim has done? Because while Steve Jobs was the visionary and the man behind so many great innovations that we know and love, you know, Tim Cook is the guy who monetized it, who, as you say, you know, drove the valuation of the company from $350 billion to $4 trillion. During that time, yearly revenues have quadrupled from $108 billion to more than $416 billion. You know, I mean, we're talking phenomenal sums. And he's done that. He's also led, you know, innovation has continued under Tim Cook's watch. But the good news is, I suppose, for Apple fans, is that John Ternus has been very much at the forefront of leading those innovations as well. He's been the guy leading hardware, you know, and pushing forward new innovations, some of which have worked, you know, like AirPods and Apple Watches, some of which, like Apple Vision Pro, the VR headset they've got, the jury's still out on. But I mean, I think he'll be very much seen as a sort of safe pair of hands.
Although it's interesting when you look at Tim Cook's legacy, there's a sort of a sense that he wasn't particularly the visionary that Jobs was. But in terms of diversification of the organization, his shift into subscription services and the broadening of the revenue base of Apple, that's arguably as significant for the long-term legacy of the company as some of the big innovations that Jobs put in.
For sure, yeah. I think it's more that, you know, Tim Cook wasn't very jazz hands, if you like. You know, Steve Cook, you know, when Steve Jobs was out there, you'd kind of go, wow, there's Steve Jobs, you know, and he did the whole showman stuff, you know. Tim Cook has never been like that. In fact, even after leading the company for 15 years, he still looks like slightly awkward when he's on stage or when he's interviewed. And he looks like a kind of guy who would be like, can I just get on with my job? Because look, I'm doing really well here, you know. And but, you know, as you say, I mean, you know, what he's done in terms of, you know, diversifying revenues has been incredible. I mean, you know, people think of, you know, Apple Macs, you know, iPads, all of those things as being, you know, iPhones as being a money driver, but streaming services, that sort of stuff, the all of those sort of solutions that have been added on the services are huge money makers for the company, but underestimated by the general public, I think.
And of course, the markets will take solace from the fact that Tim Cook is not disappearing altogether. He's moving into the role of executive chairman. Charlie, thank you very much. Charlie Taylor, Technology and Innovation Editor with the Business Post.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.